Good morning. You've made it to a Thursday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk. Alan, each day we get up, we look at the lockbox total, and today, $284,127, and we have until June 3rd to try to get to a half million.
It's not going to be easy, but we can do it, and we have done it many times. Some people like us to do comparisons, so we do, and we take a look at how we've done in the past and whether we can make it this time. And in fact, we are just where we've always been, maybe a tiny bit ahead. We'll make it, but in the end, everybody knows that it is our joint responsibility, each of us, to keep it going. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that, and it is a testimonial to all the great people out there who have put something in already, and we thank them for that, and we know that their friends and neighbors and others will do the same if we want to keep it going. It's that simple, and we will. Somebody wrote me yesterday and said, you shouldn't scare people. I'm not scaring anybody. I'm just telling you the truth. We can't have it unless we all decide that we want it. You know, it's that simple. And on this morning, we count our blessings. I'll never forget the day that Roselle and I were sitting in a restaurant in Great Barrington, and all of a sudden the skies turned green and out came a tornado and it killed three people right here in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. So it can happen anywhere, to our friends, to the people of Missouri, to the people who are subjected to these terrible weather events. Our hearts go out and we can project ourselves into their situation. And let me just say, it's a terrifying thing and you can't say much more than that.
From there to the storm in the White House yesterday, Alan, the president meets with Nancy Pelosi, congressional leaders, Chuck Schumer. He declares that he cannot work with them until they stop investigating him and lashing out. He goes over to give a press conference and promptly tells the media, along with a sign in front of the podium that says no obstruction, no collusion, that he can't work with them.
So it gets a little bit scary here. In fact, it gets very scary. The thing that we're worrying about with Donald Trump is that he's leading us from this constitutional Republican democracy to a place which we have seen all too familiar throughout history, in which the leader suddenly becomes exempt from being held accountable. We know that there is this idea that the Justice Department has come up with that suggests a president has to be impeached before he is indicted, which is absurd. I've often talked about, you know, the idea that if he took a revolver and killed somebody, you'd have to impeach him first. That's ridiculous. Now we see an extension of this process, which is I won't take care of the duties I am elected to, that I held my hand up, that I was going to do when I was inaugurated into office. I cannot be held to do the work of the country if the people are going to investigate me. Well, mister, if you did the crime, there is going to be an investigation, and there should be an investigation. And the idea that you would say people can't have their infrastructure in this country because you're being investigated is ridiculous. Other presidents have been investigated. Sometimes they go somewhere, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they lead to impeachment, as they did with Bill Clinton. But you are not off the hook. And this is a terrible thing for you to be suggesting. And you know what else? When we take a look at some of the things that are going on in this country, when you take a look at the idea that women are not allowed to control their own bodies in the case of abortion, which is exactly what it is. I'm just saying what it is. And then you start the whole ball going. And then you say, whoa, 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 you've gone too far. Or when you start the whole ball going with Iran and you say, look, the Iranians are bad people. We have to pull out of our agreements with them. We have to do this. We have to do that. And you appoint people who are ferocious in their approach to Iran. And then you have the temerity to stand up and say, oh, well, those right-wingers in my cabinet, parenthesis, who I appointed are responsible for going too far. I have to pull them back. Put another way, will you give me a break?
And the investigations will continue. The federal judge yesterday ruled against a request from Trump to block Deutsche Bank from complying with these subpoenas.
Well, that's right. So now you have a federal judge, and it's going to be obstruct, obstruct, obstruct. If I am in a position, as I suspect this president is, to say I'm not going to comply, then he's not going to comply. And the I'm in this case, of course, is the president, not me. But if any citizen, any of us, were faced with a court order, we would have to do it. Our lawyers would tell us we have to do it. But this man is going to continue to obstruct and obstruct until he gets to the Supreme Court. And we all know what that was. I remember in the last election, I was talking a lot about what the election might mean to the Supreme Court of the United States. And now, unfortunately, I don't want to beat my breast and say I was right, because we all know, because many of us were saying this. This is a time when we'll have to see whether the Supreme Court of the United States has the ability to go above partisan petty politics. If anybody thinks that Clarence Thomas, for example, will be voting against his president, forget it. It's going to be a very scary time. And we're going to have to look at somebody like John Roberts and hope that some reason will prevail.
Meanwhile, across the pond in England, and could this be the end of Theresa May?
Well, we've counted out Theresa May for a long time now, David. We have seen that she has the guts and fortitude to keep going. But every political life must end at some point. She can't seem to get the job done. There doesn't seem to be a solution on Brexit. She offers everything, including now another vote, and nobody wants to listen. So I would think that she's probably done. But the question is, who comes next and what would they do? And when will they be done? I have a feeling that this is a problem that is just not going away.
The fund drive is not going away. It will happen on June 3rd at 6 a.m. Monday morning, and we're hoping that there'll be $500,000 in that lockbox. WAMC.org now to put something in.
David, if we want it, we'll do it. And I think an awful lot of people have proven already that they want it. Let's everybody put a little something in, and it'll be done.